of the hour, Doug Stanford's Good Day, another 4th of July extravaganza. It's Monday, first Monday of July of 2011. We celebrate the Declaration of Independence, people who put it together. Thomas Jefferson was the major author. We learned that earlier with help from John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and some people we didn't know so well, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman. The theory of John Locke, the natural rights
from
of
Lost?
Man.
Yeah, from Lost.
Yeah, right. That's what people
That's
who
not
don't
the one you're talking
have
about.
Any intelligence would come up with this.
That would be us.
Why are you so mean to me?
Well, because it's everybody today puts things in terms of television, like there was nothing else ever other than TV.
No, everybody has a more recent perspective.
Well,
if
the
you
name,
were to call our
perhaps.
Attention to the historical perspective, then we would be on the same page as you. Yes. It does not mean that we are not as intelligent as you.
I didn't
it just
suggest
means that we
that.
Are more in tune.
We are in the television in age. Right.
What's going on now?
John Locke was a natural rights theoretician, and he proclaimed that which we have all forgotten, the equality of all men. He came up with the phrase unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That was John Locke, who wrote about our rights as human beings, whether we be Americans, British, whether we be Africans, Rwandans, if you will, Asians, Vietnamese. We all have, even though we don't have, we all deserve to have, is perhaps the better way of phrasing it, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We do have our lives. We don't have liberty, really, and many of us are not happy because we don't have that liberty. We don't have the freedom because we're interested in protection. One of the things that more recent history has taught us is that the people who manipulate us, who understand the media, for example, understand how you think, and they play on your fears so as to take away your liberty. And so governments that we originally put into position to secure your rights have failed. And the Declaration of Independence says when they fail, it is the people's right to abolish them. Wow.
Hmm.
British
See, I
Crown
agree
said
with
it
you.
Was treason.
I agree with you on what you're saying right now, but
yeah.
I also think with freedom comes responsibility.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah,
yes.
I think that's
and
an important part
I think
of
a lot
it.
Of
yeah.
us don't want that responsibility right
well,
now.
Why?
Or they think it's somebody else's responsibility.
Yeah.
I think that's more appropriate, Rich. They're more aptly put. People have become lazy. They have become unresponsive to understanding what the real message is that was a part of our founding.
Yeah, somebody else to take care of it. Somebody
yeah.
else. Somebody
right.
ought to do something about
Pass
this.
Pass it on to somebody else.
Somebody ought
Nobody
to do
wants
something
to get
about this.
Involved.
I don't want to get involved.
And as a result...
Well, and then the career politicians that want to be in control of everything say, oh, we'll take care of this for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to do this. We'll do this for you.
Benjamin Franklin said, and he smiled when he said it, Richie, we must have clarity when our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence. John Hancock said, we must all hang together. That was the treasonous part of this signing the Declaration. The British, had they gotten a hold of these guys, would have hung them. So he said, now we must all hang together. Benjamin Franklin said, or most assuredly, we will all hang separately. Two men together who are more responsible in an outward sense, more responsible for what we have today. And how many people in our world, maybe Sean is too young, Richie, to know about Benjamin Franklin or John Hancock. But it's almost time.
He knows about Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, almost
Not
time.
Not Hancock yet.
This line, now we must all hang together after they signed it. Franklin signs it and says, or assuredly, we will all hang separately. I think those are important words to remember. These guys had balsam. They had what it took. They had grit. As the lady in True Grit says, what's that young woman? What was the character's name? Maddie Ross.
Maddie, very good, yeah.
Yeah, Maddie Ross said that Rooster Cogburn had grit. These guys had grit. And therefore, you have something to celebrate today. Do you appreciate it? Do you understand it? Do you resent it? Do you not like the fact that we have a celebration? This is one of the few appropriate holidays I think we have. This is one of those holidays. This and Christmas are the two holidays during the year that I think are appropriate. The rest of them aren't worth much because nobody really celebrates them the way they ought to be celebrated. I'm not even sure we appreciate all of the nuance that goes with this day. And I know we don't appreciate the nuance of Christmas commercialized as much as we ought to.
Yeah, sure.
But Thanksgiving, yeah, we give thanks. What do we give thanks for?
Yeah.
Nobody puts a good spin on that. And, you know, we have Veterans Day and Memorial Day and all those other. But who really knows what they're all about? Who studies it? Who passes on the word? So that's my thought when it comes to this day and these people and this issue. 800-510-8255. You're chuckling.
Yeah, what was that chuckle for?
Because I'm
getting into it.
Yeah.
I am getting into it.
These are
but
my
you
thoughts.
Do every year. This is your thing.
Right. All right. So, Richie, what are you doing today with your family? This is the exercise today is to learn, listen, hope that we have helped people to put this day into its proper perspective, and then figure out what it is that we're all doing. What are you doing?
We Saturday went to a big old extravaganza at a friend's house, so we spent all day there and all night. And Friday went out to dinner, so we took it easy a little bit yesterday. Sean and I did 7 miles on the bike ride. It was kind of fun. Yeah. We may do the same today. And
Juliana doesn't like the bike. She's too young for a bike.
She can't. It takes me an hour to get her around the block. Daddy, look, stop. Yeah. You know, Sean is ready to go, man. And he'll keep going and going and going. So today I think we'll probably take a bike ride, go to the pool, and then grill out, and then maybe go watch fireworks with some friends. And Chill out and grill out.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what are you doing with Daddy-O and Mommy-O and whomever else is around?
Mommy-O's out of town. Ah. Daddy-O's going to Newport Beach. And since we work tomorrow, I am not going to go with him. So I'm going to do a little gardening.
Gardening.
I did some yesterday. I wait until the hottest day of the year. It's like 105 in the valley in Los Angeles. I wait until the hottest day of the year so I can sweat it out. So I'll do that and then watch my neighborhood blow up tonight in fireworks.
Right. One in four of us will participate in a cookout in one way, shape, or form.
That's all?
That's all.
I thought it would have been three and four. Uh-huh. Three or four.
Yeah.
We know you're number four.
I am number four. I'm not.
What
I have
doing?
Nothing. I'm going to mow hay for most of the day. I have about 30
he's doing.
Some odd acres. I haven't got all my corn planted, so it's farm day as usual.
Hey, you and me, Doug.
It's fine. Yeah. All right, so I asked earlier on where most of the hot dogs and pigs in a blanket sausages came from. All right, I don't think it's, if you think about steaks and that sort of thing, you know they come from Texas, right?
The largest, Omaha.
The largest.
Steaks.
Well, Omaha, Nebraska. Kansas City, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the three capitals when it comes to beef. All right? Where do most of the chickens come from that you're barbecuing today? What state? There are 6 states that produce most of the chickens. Which one produces more than any other? 800-510-8255. See, I'm taking care of what you're grilling. You're either grilling a hot dog or a sausage or a steak, right? Burgers, that kind of thing, and chicken. So where do most of the chickens come from? The commercial chickens that you ought not to put within 3 feet of your mouth.
I should know.
Is this an easy one?
For me, it is.
Like, is there a restaurant, maybe?
No, we're talking about states where these. I'm trying to familiarize
like
people
Kentucky?
With what goes on in the industrial agricultural world.
I get it, Jen.
I want. What did you? What was it, puppy?
There's a restaurant
Kentucky
that has
Fried
chicken in it with
KFC.
The
KFC.
No,
Kentucky.
They're not even in the top five.
All right.
But good try, Jen. 800-510-8255. In which state? This is a $1 billion business. A billion. Broiler chickens are a $1 billion business.
I caught your alliteration.
Wow.
Broiler chickens, a $1 billion business.
Bark, bark.
Bark, 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 bark. You and I are just silly. That's all.
I know.
Just silly. It's okay, though. 800-510-8255. I think that you ought to know. This is part of what you ought to know, frankly. There are a lot of things you ought to know. At DougStefan.com today, please, 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 your dogs, keep them away from the fireworks. They are going to be scared. We tell you how to deal with this, unless you have no common sense whatsoever. You'll know most of this.
Earplugs.
Pets run away during the 4th of July fireworks. They hit the road. They will get lost. And tomorrow there will be posters all over the place. My dog is lost. Please help me find him. You moroni. You don't take the dogs anywhere near the fireworks display. Nowhere near them. Awful. So, if I see anybody bringing a pet to a fireworks display, I'm calling the Humane Society. Let you...
I mean, some people's pets may not mind it.
You
what
find
about a
me one
dog who knows shotgun blasts?
Find me one. What? The dogs that go hunting?
Sure. They're used to that stuff.
I think there's something... I don't know, Richie.
So before you go calling the cops
cruelty,
on somebody.
Cruelty. All right, so that's that. Tip there at DougStefan.com. Also, we help you on the website, the Good Day website, how to take good shots of the fireworks. They're great opportunities for really good shots.
I spent
them around.
I spent the better part of a half hour, 45 minutes yesterday reading these articles.
Really?
On how to capture the best shots. It's good. Yeah,
very good stuff.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Really? Again, why do you want to take a picture of a firework?
You know, I don't. I want to take a picture of scenery with fireworks in the background.
Okay.
Really,
that makes more sense to
composing
me.
The shot is really the bigger part of this. And then you have the lighting. But, yeah, if you just get the explosion in the sky, okay, whatever, cool.
Yeah, who cares? Larry in Florida, where do most of the chickens that are produced in our country come from?
Alabama.
Alabama is number, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 on the list.
Okay.
Not number one.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not not right.
Not good, but not bad.
Looking for number one. The biggest state, biggest producer of broilers. It's a billion-dollar business, as Jennifer likes to point out. George in Lynchburg, what state do you think produces more broilers for the 4th of July and in general for this, you know, chicken on the grill, chicken in the pot, wherever you put it. Where do they come from, George?
Although I live in Virginia, and I think we're on the list, I think Arkansas is number one.
Arkansas is number two, and Virginia is number 10.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. Good job getting warmer anyway. Thank you. Mike in Lake City. Hi, the Jet.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what state do you think is responsible for more chicken than any other state?
Florida.
Florida is number 9 on the list.
Oh.
All right. Thanks. All right. Good man. Thanks. Gene in Burlington, Iowa. What do you think, Gene?
Arkansas.
Arkansas, I said number 2. Alabama's number 4. Let's see here. Let me go to Don over in St. Augustine. Hi, Don.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell me.
Mississippi.
Mississippi is number 5 on the list. All right. Let's see how close we're getting here. Richard in Wilmington, WDEL. Hi.
Delaware.
Delaware is not on the top 10 list.
Really?
Nope.
That would have
neither
been
is
guess.
Pennsylvania, and I would have thought. All right, we'll find out the answer to this penetrating question. 21 after. Have a good day.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Angelo, who's in Lynchburg, tell us what his favorite Independence Day song is. Angelo, what was your pleasure?
My favorite is Kate Smith's version of God Bless America.
You and me both. We got it for you, Angelo. Here it is, number one.
God bless America.
This would make me laugh.
What movie company is it, Doug, where the woman's, is it Columbia Pictures?
Columbia, the gem of the ocean. That was her standing, it's now
Moving
used
towards,
to,
like the kind of the,
right, Paramount Pictures using
sure.
it now.
Yeah. Yep. That's cool.
Yep, that was her, and she gained a lot of weight later in her life, but she could belt them out. My God, could she belt them out. I remember as a kid watching her on television. She really, she used to sing as a theme for her show, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain.
Now, let me take you to task here a little bit.
Okay, Richie.
Whenever we play any of the American Idol or contestants from The Voice,
yeah,
and you always say they're warbly,
yes,
because they're making the, you know, the pitch.
She's
up
a
now,
little warbly.
She's warbly too.
But this is a good warble.
Nice.
There it is. You got it. Steve is in Port Richey. We're trying to figure out. We've gone through all of the various things that are part of barbecuing and cooking out today. Where do the hot dogs come from? Where do the hamburgers come from? Where do the steaks come from? So I want to know where the chicken comes from. Number one state in terms of producing the broilers. This is not free-range stuff. This is commercial, 65 days from the poop to the pot. So
90 days.
Is it 90 days? No, mm-hmm. No. I think there's some that are shorter than that.
From the egg to your plate.
Yeah. Okay.
90 days.
90 days, yeah. Within reason. Steve, what state do you think is responsible for that?
That would be Georgia.
Georgia's number one. Arkansas, two. North Carolina, three. Alabama, four. Mississippi, five, according to the USDA National Ag Statistics. Broiler chickens, a billion-dollar business in Georgia. Big business.
I was thinking it was going to be D.C. A lot of chickens there.
Yeah.
And a lot of chicken poop, too.
That's pork.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
pork,
yeah, okay.
Right. Both of them. A lot of pigs there, exactly. Yep. All right, so if you have baked beans today, do you know where they originated, Steve? I'm going to go through this. Texas, no. That's what that throw people off. This is good. I'm going to throw a few more people off. All right, hold on just a second.
Close to somebody's home here.
Don't go away. 800-510-8255. Let's see if Sandra wants to take a guess at this. Sandra, you want to take a guess at where most of the baked beans originated?
Boston.
Boston. Great guess. No. Pauline, what do you think? Where's Pauline?
Boston baked beans?
No, ma'am. It's not Boston.
Ow.
Okay, Pauline.
All right, Pauline.
It's all right. You'll be okay. Take an aspirin and call me tomorrow, all right? All right, so that takes care of that. Oh, well, let's get an answer to that. The most popular side dish today, coleslaw and baked beans. Where do the baked beans come from? 40% of all baked beans come from this state. 800, you're learning things today. You never thought you cared about, right? 800-510-8255, and good day. It's 28 past the hour.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through July 5th, save $120 when you purchase four of Goodyear's best-selling tires. Save $80 instantly and receive another $40 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get an oil change for $21.99 with coupon and no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7:05 to 7:30.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensler for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
It's 33 past the hour.
I wish you knew about dogs so much, Dougie. Talking about dog bathroom habits.
Jennifer and Dougie. Charlotte has is an impact of what happened last week to her. For those of you who are not familiar with our discussions of Charlotte, if you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see Charlotte in the slideshow. Charlotte is my beautiful, wonderful, marvelous English bulldog who is my constant companion. Day and night, she's with me everywhere I go. The only place she can't be is on the tractor. Other than that, she's with me
everywhere. Does she try to chase you on the tractor?
Nope, she doesn't. She gets sour and just looks at me when I go out the door and tell her she has to stay. She
oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, she doesn't chase me.
I hate
me
for her
anyway.
To end up like one of the rabbits.
Nope,
that she
never chases it. She never chased anything. She actually has a respect for the vehicles for the most part. She'll stand back or stand away unless there's somebody coming in that she wants to see, and then she sort of runs up to the truck, or if she wants to bark at the UPS guy.
Yeah.
The only thing she doesn't have respect for is a cardboard box.
Yeah, no, she rips them right up. Likes to rip them puppies up. So anyway, she got into something, and so I brought her to the vet last week, and there was a button in her system, literally a plastic button moving through her system, got in there somehow. And I think she passed it, but I'm not sure. She's now developed, she had constipation, and now she has diarrhea. And Richie was happy to tell me that I, you know, when I changed her diet so that things would flow.
It's like, I fed her pumpkins yesterday. Yeah, I'm like, right. Well.
Yeah. Have you ever fed yourself pumpkins? Let me just tell you.
But it's true. Whenever you feed a dog something that's not in their regular daily diet, watch out.
Look out below. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program for the 4th of July. We're talking about facts and features of the 4th. There's another alliteration that you like. Facts and features for the 4th. Jennifer?
I like it.
I thought that we have some people that are not particularly well known that are connected to the Declaration of Independence. We're going to talk about them in a moment. We are, as a thread to our conversation today, especially in this hour, talking about the cookouts, where the food has come from, et cetera, et cetera. We've gone through most of the meats. Now it's time for us to talk about the fixins, if you will. And I've asked where baked beans originated. Most of you guessed, with some degree of understanding, Boston, and that is not the case. 800-510-8255. Let's go through some more of our callers. Tracy is in Memphis, KWAM. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being there. What do you think the state is that's number one in the production of baked beans?
Well, I think it had to originate from the Deep South, so I am going to take a guess at Mississippi.
Mississippi is not right, nor is it the Deep South. Makes sense. Oh. I understand how you're thinking, but that's not how it happened. Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my dear. Good to talk to you. Craig is in Weeki Wachi Wunga Bunga Lunga Hunga. Where are you?
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
All right. How about you?
Hey, fine. I wish they'd put you on full time over here instead of the jerk they got in the morning over here.
Me too. What God, jerk do they have
this,
on?
This Bob Hay is too much. He needs to retire. This local guy.
I'm
going to take a shot at Idaho.
Idaho is a good guess, getting warmer, but not quite there. Thank you, Craig, for your support. Right. Listening to, I'm not going to tell you the station because I don't want to give it away. Myron is in Humboldt, South Dakota. Hi, Myron.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
That's good. So what do you think the right state is?
I'll say my neighbor to the north, North Dakota.
And you would be correct.
Good job.
North Dakota produces about 40% of the edible beans that are used in baked beans. And so that's why we find in this particular instance.
What kind of beans are baked beans? I mean, baked is not the kind of bean.
The varietal.
Yeah. They don't grow baked beans.
Yeah.
Would you like to add, Myron, do you want to expose us to what the kind of bean is that's used for a baked bean?
No, I don't know that.
Myron has just gone silent. All right, so let's. There is an answer. Actually,
I mean, we know about pinto beans and red beans.
Well, there are a couple of different kinds. There are a couple of different answers to that question. Let's leave it to the audience. You won the prize, though, Myron. Hold on just a second. We'll send you Doug Steffen item. Let's see if Lee knows what the kind of bean is we're talking about. Hi, Lee. Welcome to Good Day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
It's a working life. Well, I didn't hear the guess. I'd guess Illinois, but
no, it's not Illinois.
I would guess maybe I don't know, navy beans.
What kind of beans? Navy beans?
And he would be correct.
In the navy.
Hey.
Yes.
Kidney beans also are used, but they're not the same as the
They're kind of a red color.
Yeah, most commercial canned baked beans are made from haricot beans, also known as navy beans.
Right. Hmm. Yep. And they grow well in the soil in the north. If you go to Saskatchewan, Alberta, places like wherever you grow wheat, these beans grow well. Don't ask me why. That just seems to be the way it is.
Okay, so let's see if we can get some bonus points.
Okay.
What is the sauce for Boston baked beans?
Lee?
It's like...
What is the sauce? I don't know.
It's like brown sugar, isn't it?
It's a pork and molasses mixture.
Yeah, molasses in it. Yep, right. Lee's listening to WATT. Have a happy 4th, Lee. Hold on just a second. And Michael will take care of you. Merry Christmas as well. Okay, next question. You want to know some more about the food you're going to eat today?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Okay, let's...
By the way, you're on the wiki page for baked beans. They have a picture of baked beans over scrambled eggs on toast. Ooh. Oh, my God. It sounds gross, but it looks great.
That's called something.
Is it?
I can't remember what.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It looks, I'm going to run home and make this. It looks so good.
All right, so the other thing that is... let's see here. We have... how many other different things... I'm thinking about the salads and stuff. There are a whole bunch of things that are part of the tradition. Corn on the cob is one of them. I stopped in the store yesterday to get a couple of quick things, some fruit that I couldn't get locally at Hanson's, and like watermelon and stuff is not, you can't find that around here yet. And I noticed there was some sweet corn that had come from mid-Jersey, because we're about a week away from having any sweet corn locally here. It's getting close. So I wondered if you knew that corn was on the top of the list for 61% of the people who are having a barbecue today. They say they want to have some sweet corn.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know if you know what the number one state in terms of production of sweet corn, not cow corn, sweet corn. There's a tie, actually. Three different states are tied for about the same amount of production of sweet corn every year. You know what they are? 800-510-8255. See if Brian knows. Brian, do you know which states are together, the three states that produce more sweet corn than any others?
Doug, unfortunately, I don't. I wanted to call you real quickly about animal abuse for dogs.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. I was talking earlier, for those of you who didn't hear, the dogs that are brought to fireworks displays, people who bring them... should be disciplined. The dogs have no business being anywhere close to a fireworks display. So what did you have to add to that, Brian?
Well, what I wanted to add to that is that I work with a four-legged partner every night. He's a working dog. I was working at a parade yesterday, and you have a your dog is an English bulldog. Is that what it is?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, well, this lady was in the parade and had an English bulldog that was so overfed that she had to put him in a wagon.
Yeah, it is disgusting what people do. Yeah. The bulldogs today, my dog will be 11 on the 20th of July.
When you think of bulldog, you think fat and lazy because
fat,
that's what most lazy, people...
Lazy, slovenly, do. Drools, dribbles everywhere. Charlotte weighs about 50 pounds, and it's pretty much all muscle.
Yeah, she's
and
very
she,
good shape.
The doctor, the vet says if we take care of her as well as we have... In the next years, as we have prior to this, she'll easily live to be longer, much older than most than bulldogs are. Most bulldogs, by the time they're 8 or 9, are gone. And that's because people make them, they feed them too much and they don't give them any exercise. I mean, they look like a barrel on legs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that's what this looks like, and it's all in the diet, Doug, as you know.
Of course.
And if you're going to feed your dog, feed them light, not heavy.
Yeah.
You know, and people kind of feel sorry because their dog's always wanting a Scooby snack or wanting this or that.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You love that dog, you will not do it if you want that dog to be with you.
My mother-in-law feeds our dog table scraps all the time. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah. I feed Charlotte a little bit of egg sometimes.
I'll give him
some
eggs or some
turkey or something.
Meat, you know, the stuff that's good for him. But
I always give her vegetables. Which is great if you love gas from a dog. Other than that, it's good for the dog.
Doug, I feed my dog burglars, and they're breakfast to champions, so it works real well.
You're feeding
burglars. That's funny.
And good for you, sir. 800-510-8255.
On the wiki page for baked beans,
they
actually have a section for flatulence.
Ah, perfect, Rich. Thank you. All right, we're looking for where the corn is produced. Reuben is in San Jose, KLIV. Hi, Reuben.
Hey, good morning. You know, I was going to say California because we got a lot of corn, but I was thinking probably the Cornhusker State, Nebraska.
California is one of the three. Nebraska is not one of the three.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right.
They have to change their name then. Huh?
Yeah.
I think Reuben was right.
Well, the Cornhusker doesn't have to do with sweet corn. It has to do with the
cow.
Oh,
we're talking
grain.
About sweet corn.
With grain corn, right. Lynn is in Eden, Oklahoma. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Fine.
That's good to hear. What do you think the three states are that are responsible for most of the sweet corn production?
Oh, well, Iowa.
No.
And then I was going to say Nebraska, but...
No. You're thinking about grain corn. Cows, I grow a lot of corn for my cows, and it's chopped up as silage. Where you are, the grains are important, and that's what... Why it's worth $8 a bushel, but that's not sweet corn. It's not where sweet corn is a big product. But thank you for the call anyway. Anita's in Union, Missouri. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Would that other two production states be Missouri and Illinois?
No, ma'am. Those would be great corn states for grains. But not for sweet corn.
I'm seeing a kind of a little rhythm here too.
Yeah, it's
what,
not
what states do what corn.
It may not be what you got to understand. Sweet corn a lot different kind of operation than is the grain corn. So the grain corn states are not the sweet corn states by any stretch of the imagination. All right, 800-510-8255. Wait a minute. Hold. Let's try Pat, who is listening to WCCF. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning to you, ma'am. What states do you think we have? We already identified California. Give me the other two.
Florida and Texas.
Florida is one.
Yeah.
Texas is not the other one.
Okay.
So we've got two of the three. The last one is not going to be one that you're going to expect unless you're from the state, and we have a half a dozen stations on in that state. So I'm guessing somebody ought to get it. 800-510-8255. Florida number one. California number two. And this state is number three for the production of sweet corn that you will love with your 4th of July enjoyment. Okay, here's a way for you to use a great marketing tool that cuts through all the media chatter. You know what's going on out there. You're hit with 3,000 different messages every day. Do this, do that, buy this, buy that, go here, go there. You want a great marketing tool that gets through the chatter? Text message marketing can deliver your message directly to your clients, your prospects on their phones. Learn how. See a free trial by texting Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, to 313131. That's keyword Doug to short code 313131 and see how fast this thing works. Help yourself understand how to market directly to your clients and prospects. Doug to 313131.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's Macy's 4th of July sale. Get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Hotel, and more. Get a Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $397. Or a Certapedic Eurotop Queen 2-Piece Set, $497. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today, because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Let's see if we can get this taken care of here before we run ourselves out of time. That is the three states that are the major producers of corn. We've identified Florida and California. I'm talking about the sweet corn. Stacy is in Spring Hill. Hi.
Good morning.
So what do you think the other state is?
New Jersey.
You know, you're getting pretty close there. Getting pretty close. Phyllis, what state do you think it is?
Would it be New York?
It would be New York, in fact. Yeah, lots of sweet corn. There's a lot of cow corn, a lot of dairying there, but sweet corn, there's such great soil in New York State. It really is a great. It's too bad the government there is so stupid. That makes it very difficult. It very difficult to farm in New York State. It really is. That's why there's so much open land, but such great land. You're in Geneva, which is a great, sort of central, and there's just great, wonderful farms, Phyllis, all around you there, isn't there?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. All right, WGVA is where Phyllis is. Richie, you'll take care of her.
We will.
Thank you very much, Phyllis. Have a happy 4th of July. Something to think about as we leave today, birth order. Birth order can influence whether a marriage succeeds or fails. Listen
I've
to
heard
this.
That.
The most successful marriages are those where the oldest sister of brothers marries the youngest brother of sisters.
What?
Two firstborns tend to be more aggressive and can create higher levels of tension. Highest divorce rates are when only children marry other child, only children, my father and mother. There you go. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America. Never looking back again. They're coming to America. Home. Gonna seem so far away. We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Home.
It's 53, actually 54 past the hour. I wanted to listen to a little more of that because so many people love it on our day. Coming to America by Neil Diamond from the movie The Jazz Singer. Number one movie during this week in 1980. This song was big as well. The Jazz Singer back to the state, 1980. Jennifer, you want a little gossip? I have a little gossip.
I love gossip.
Movie gossip. After we get our contest going, although this is not going to be difficult at all. 800-510-8255. As a matter of fact, it's like throwing it against the wall. But we'll do it because the audio is kind of fun to listen to. You'll tell us what the name is. First person in with the right answer from all of our news stations, all the stations that are carrying us because we're the only program that's on live. Not because we're the only program. Well, that's one of the reasons, but because we have a good program. Those are two important ingredients, right? If it was a terrible program, why would anybody want to take it? That's number one. Okay, so here's how this movie moments things work. Play three excerpts, audio excerpts from a very well-known movie. And then you'll figure out what the name of the movie is. You'll call us and you get a swell Doug Steffen prize if you've not won before in movie moments. All right? Here's the first audio clue.
Checkmate.
800-510-8255. Here's the second one.
How do you get funding for something like this?
You don't actually think they spend $20,000 on a hammer, $30,000 on a toilet seat, do you?
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Come on. You got to have that one. Jen,
you got
it?
I don't have this one.
Yeah. Come on.
Last one. You will.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. But no. You got to come down here with an attitude. Hacking all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
Oh, yeah.
I could have been at a barbecue.
Come on.
800.
That was a good one.
That was. All right, so you want the gossip?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Arnold is worth $300 million. She's worth $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
But because California is a 50-50 state, he'll be worth $100 million less.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be worth $100 million more when they finish off their divorce.
Bingo.
That's cool.
So he'll have $200 million. She'll have $200. So it cost him $100 million to keep his pants off. Basically, that was
it. Well, when you put it that way.
What other way would you put it? That's it. He couldn't keep his pants on, and so it cost him $100 million.
He was giving the maid her holiday bonus.
Right, that's it. Right. Yeah. All right, so let's get to your thoughts, your calls on that movie, 800-510-8255. Movie News, Chucker is off today.
So Jennifer saw two movies over the weekend she can probably tell us about.
What two movies did you see, Jen?
I saw The Green Lantern.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? Ryan Reynolds?
I liked it. Yeah, it had gotten some bad reviews, but I actually thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
he
was married to Scarlett Johansson. They finished on Friday, by the way. Speaking of gossip, they certified their divorce, finalized it on Friday. She's with Sean Penn, right?
She's with Sean Penn. He's hot, so I think she's nuts. Oh my gosh! There was a scene when he was wearing sweatpants in the movie. Huh. He's the only man I think on the planet that should be allowed to wear sweatpants.
Really?
Wow!
You've never seen me in sweatpants.
That's true. I have not. I'll withhold my judgment. I saw that, and then I saw Pirates, which was really good too. Fun.
This is the fourth movie. One, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth Pirates movie. Yep. All right, Richie. When's the last time you went to? You bring the kids to movies all the time.
Yeah, we're probably going to go see Cars. And we might even do that today, but definitely we'll do that this weekend, Cars 2.
Because it's a good day to go to the movies because most everybody's gone.
Well, we might get some thunderstorms this afternoon, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is hot. Yep. All right, so the other item that I found of interest here, the record for the most Oscar nominations without winning belongs to whom? Anybody got any ideas? These are older actors, so you probably wouldn't get it. Richard Burton and Peter O'Toole, nominated 7 times, never won.
Never won.
Never
really?
Won. Nope.
Hmm.
And both well-known, really well-known actors. Frankly, they're both of them in the same era and at the top of their class. The movie The Blues Brothers opened on this date in 1960 in Chicago, Richie.
The movie that was in 1960, what?
No. Blues Brothers. John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. What?
What year?
1980.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, here is Mark in Eau Claire. What's the name of the movie, Mark?
Independence Day.
Independence Day. You got it. You win the prize. 59 passed on Good Day. Happy 4th of July.